Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. Why did Kennedy end up with a stack of cash with $1,000 at a casino? She'll tell us that story. Also, we're going to find out about Annie and Kennedy going off on vacation. We're going to try and make sure they don't ruin their friendship. And producer Dan is going on a diet, and he's been inspired. So Kennedy and Annie are going on a week-long vacation. It starts on Monday, and they're going to Turks and Caicos.
Kennedy and Annie are headed to Turks and Caicos, yeah.
Turks and Caicos, Turks and Caicos.
You know that everything that can go wrong will go.
Turks and Caicos.
Ken indeed dislikes the sun in bed by 8. That's no fun.
And he soaks the sun up and at night she hits the club.
Oh my God.
So Annie moved in with Kennedy at one point. I don't know. Was this about a year ago that that happened?
Yeah probably.
And it was supposed to last a week and it lasted like 48 hours. So I just want to make sure
72.
You guys don't come back and it has ruined your friendship and ruined the show because we all have to work together in this room. I want to make sure there's good island vibes while you're gone.
You don't care.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. If you had a vacation that went wrong with your best friend, I just want you to call and share the story with the ladies, right, producer Dan?
Yeah, because we want to put good vibes in the air before
you. No, you don't.
Lies. You sit on a throne of lies.
You just don't want us to have fun. You jealous much? I'm
right?
Sorry.
Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, that's a pretty good jingle, right? All right, Marianne, what happened with you and your best friend when you went off on vacation together?
Well, we were going to Alaska on a cruise, and at the last minute, like maybe a couple of months before, she decided she wanted to take her boyfriend with us. And so she didn't tell me until, like, I think it was like a month before. They'd already bought his ticket. And so the three of us went, and she promised, no, we're still going to all do things together. It's still going to be a great trip. And it wasn't. I did most of the stuff by myself.
I can assure you that will not happen with Annie and I.
Well, you see, Marianne, I don't have a boyfriend. Kennedy doesn't have a boyfriend, so we're good on that end.
Kennedy has been out on two dates recently,
though. I do not have a boyfriend.
What if at the last minute she said, hey, my date wants to go with us for the week?
She would never do that.
Nor would he.
The next time, if it were to ever happen again, and I would make sure it doesn't, I would be, sorry, I'm not going.
Okay.
I'll take
a cautionary tale, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Don't last minute book a dude to go with you three.
We're all set.
Right. Okay. And the other thing, I just want them to have a great time. But if they go to a bar, don't leave by themselves. They need to stay together.
Be safe,
all the time.
Please. Be safe.
We'll be good. Thank you.
We'll be
okay.
Fine. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you, Marianne.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bethany from Salem, you have a cautionary tale for Kennedy and Annie so they don't ruin their friendship on vacation?
No, I have a little travel tip for them.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend there that teaches scuba diving and snorkeling, I believe. He lives in Turks and Caicos now, and you should look him up and give you guys something to do together.
This is not what I want.
And then you guys can fight over Greg.
I was going to say, you're going to give us something to do.
I don't want tips.
Annie and I are friends.
I appreciate you.
I want to make sure they don't ruin their friendship and ruin our show. I don't want it to be awkward in here on a week from Monday.
Yes, you do.
And the two of them are talking.
That's all you want.
You are the one that's
that is
putting
all you want.
The bad juju out there. You are waiting for this.
You're not helping.
Have you ever seen the movie Along Came Polly? Be wary of scuba instructors.
All right. Well, yeah, do you want her information, Kennedy?
Sure. Email it to us. Bring it on.
Okay, absolutely.
All right. Kennedy, mix1041.com. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Greg can be an island ting.
Island ting.
Turks and Caicos.
Kennedy,
text messages are freaking
from
hilarious.
The 978. Everyone should know the rules in advance. Someone will be the person who drinks heavily and the other babysits. I think we know what that's going
to
end up.
That's easy to pick.
Yep.
You guys are all haters.
Who said it was
My
you?
My favorite is from the 401. They should have a plan to deal with hooking up, quiet time alone, checking in, what expectations are, and a safe word. What?
A safe word? Yes. What's their safe word, producer Dan?
I'm not even touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Thank you, Dan.
10-foot pole is the safe word. Okay, great. And from the 774, my ex went on vacation with her best friend, and that started an affair between the two of them on their wives. The best friend's wife was also pregnant. Woo!
Okay, you don't need to worry about that.
Y'all need to go on Maury's, which you need right? to listen to our show.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to hear all of the good stuff. You guys need to have a confessional, Kennedy.
We will send you stuff every day.
Yes. I appreciate that.
I'm excited. You guys are going to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I can't.
And their hashtag is Twerks and Caicos.
Twerks and Caicos. Twerks. Follow along.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. I want you to call in and tell me, what is the biggest stack of cash you've ever held? Maybe it was at a casino. You know, you were going to the casino on a Monday night and just had a big stack of cash. Or maybe you sold something, got a big stack of cash. I once held $5,000, Kennedy, when I sold my DJ equipment leaving mm-hmm. Germany. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest stack of cash I've ever held. Go ahead.
My mom's Tuckies, probably.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of dollars all over the house.
It's like, what is this?
617-931-1234. Kennedy, tell us about the stack of cash you had last night.
Well, so I went on my date.
Right.
You know, after the date that wasn't a date that turned into a date.
Yes.
And we made actual date plans. So we went to the Encore Casino, which is lovely.
First
Dope
time there?
Second date, too.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Yeah, first time I ever went there.
Yeah, I haven't been.
So we go and have a drink first, and I have to tell him that I can't find my debit card anywhere. I don't know where the hell it is, because, of course, when I'm going on vacation, why would I need a debit card?
Right.
So, and I was just going to be like, you know, can I borrow like $100 and I'll pay you back? Like, no big deal, because whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's right. Like, we're grown-ups. It's fine. And he's like,
this sounds like a scenario that has happened to you 1,000 times before.
Losing my debit card? Absolutely.
No. Going out on a date with a guy, and then you get there, and the guy's like, oh, I forgot my debit card.
So, right.
The roles are usually reversed.
This whole date, paid for everything, like opens doors, like, do you know what I mean? This
right.
is nice.
This is throwing you off your game.
Oh, way off my game. So he goes, yeah. And then he just takes money out of his pocket and he goes, here. And he gave me $1,000.
Are you kidding
me? $100 bills.
What?
And that was just a little bit off the top.
Who carries $1,000?
Like cold hard
I've
cash.
I've never had $1,000 cash.
He does.
Other than that one
and
time.
And I'm thankful. So so I'm holding this money and I'm like,
is
I'm not
his name Richie Rich?
I'm like, I'm not going to take this. And he goes, it's fine. So, so we go to the, he wanted to play slots first. And he goes to the high roller slots, which are like $5 a pull. And so if you go, if you're playing all the, it's like $50 a pull.
For
like,
one. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So I sit down.
I'm usually playing the penny slots.
Me too. Yeah, he goes, don't say you're playing penny slots. I'm like, no.
No.
Oh,
I would never.
Do you know how far I could go with this money? It's penny slots.
I could be here for a week.
So I play, I lose. I move because I feel like I'm giving him bad luck. I play, I lose. And then I was like, can we, let's move.
Yeah.
So then we went down and shot craps for a while. And at this point, I'd given him the money back.
Right.
Like, I'd spent like $200 and I gave him the money back. But then I just kept taking his chips and putting them in my little thing to play.
Right.
And then we played blackjack. And I'm going to be honest with you, I have no idea if we won or lost. I don't remember. Like,
it didn't like, cross your mind to say, did we win or lose?
Mm-mm.
So you were gambling with $1,000 and was not keeping track of what was going on.
I gave back like $700 to him, and then he was putting the money down for the chips and stuff, and I just would take his chips. We were a team, and I threw very well on the craps. I made a lot of people a lot of money.
Sevens.
Got him, shooter. Anyway, it was a pretty good date, I'm just going to say.
Wow.
I'm just rattled, truly.
I texted Annie, and I'm like, you're not going to believe what just happened.
Some guy just gave me $1,000.
Some guy.
So did you guys make third date plans?
Sort of. Yes. We didn't make concrete plans, no, because by the time I left, it was very late. I needed to go home and go to bed.
Yeah, we turn into a pumpkin at 11, I understand.
11. Two dates, 11 o'clock. It's
wow.
Gotta stop the madness.
I love this. I don't know what you're talking about.
I like painting the town red, Kennedy.
I do, too. And he's just the nicest fella, so.
Right.
It's nice to go on a date. And
I had Jamie on the phone, but I lost her. Oh. Jamie used to work at a bank and would have bricks of $10,000 all the time at work.
Yeah.
And they used to play hot potato with them after it closed.
That's so awesome. I love it so much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I've asked producer Dan to give us an update. So he's going to Nashville, kind of a late 30th birthday celebration with 11 other people.
Yep.
Like and, you do.
And
only turned 30 once.
Producer Dan wanted to get his gym on. Right? He's
well,
got
yeah.
the gym membership.
He,
that's
he
pretty
started a diet.
Yeah.
All of it.
Although he hasn't been to the gym in a while. I did that for probably a year and a half
I
just paid the payment and
right.
never went.
I'm like a sugar daddy. I'm keeping their lights on and never showing up.
Exactly.
It's been about 2 years since I've been to the gym, I would say.
And you went yesterday.
Until yesterday.
All right.
So as you guys know, I started this diet because I'm a larger man and I didn't want to die in Nashville. It's not Nashville's heat isn't made for me.
Understandable.
So I started like 2 weeks ago, and so far I'm down like 8 pounds.
There you
wow.
go.
Nice job, Dan.
But I haven't been to the gym yet. And I had a good night's sleep yesterday, so I figured after work I felt good. I had some energy left.
Right.
So
what's
I figured,
a
you know
good
what?
Night's sleep?
Five. For me, like 5.5 hours.
Pretty much.
So I figured I would go to Planet Fitness and get it done.
Let's go.
Lift so things now, up and put them down.
Yeah. So I walk in, and I have, like I said, I haven't been in like 2 years. So I walk in, I'm kind of apprehensive. I'm a little uncomfortable.
It's a judgment-free zone.
I'm a heavier guy, and I don't really know what I'm doing, and I hadn't been in a long time. Yeah. So I was just out of place, and I felt kind of weird. Like I didn't know what I was going to do. I don't really...
Gym.
I don't know how to gym. Yeah.
I don't really like, understand how those machines
like there's so
work.
Many machines. I don't know like, how to do a proper workout
no,
or how to
I
do buys and tries.
It's intimidating.
That's why I had a trainer for 6 months
yeah.
because he just taught me the basics of like how to work the equipment and how yeah. to stand when you're doing it.
Like my gym routine is like which one's open?
There you
like,
go.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's a good place to start, Dan.
So I'm feeling weird and a little uncomfortable. I check in and then I see something and it made me feel so much better. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, so it's kind of empty. And one of the only other guys in the gym is this man who is 90 years old if he's a day. And I'm not exaggerating for the radio. If anything, I'm lowballing. And he's got his, he's 90. He's got his, he got full pants and a full shirt on.
Right.
And he's got like a weight belt, like an old school leather one.
Sure.
For back, like a power lifter belt.
Right.
And he's taking like tiny steps in between machines because he's just been beat down from time. And it was,
because he's 90.
And it was the most motivating thing that that guy's in there getting it done aww. At 90 years
right.
old.
Yes.
And I suddenly felt so much better.
So did you befriend this guy? Is he going to be training you?
No, I didn't want to bother him while he was doing a set. I don't really walk up
did
to people and bother him.
Did you try
and
work in on his
things.
Sets? You know
hey,
what I mean?
Hey, bro, you mind if I lift? Mind if I jump in?
Yes.
I would just follow him around and whatever he does,
yeah.
just do that.
Just ask to work in, man.
Right.
Dan, you guys can do your squats together. He can spot you. I know Jimmy knows how to do that. Like, you guys would be great together.
Probably about the same lifting, too, capacity,
yeah,
so as far as what he was lifting.
We move about as quick. But I suddenly had such a burst of energy. And I banged that out.
You did?
And I just want to say thank you to that guy.
Right.
You just got to
right.
start somewhere, and he gave me so much motivation.
What
to
do you
get
think his name was, Kennedy?
I love it.
The guy who's 90.
Wilbur.
His. Wilbur.
I walked out. We walked out at around the same time, too, and I wanted to walk up to him and be like, man, you don't know, but you just made my day so much better.
You should tell him. I bet that would make his
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But no, but what if he's like a mean old man?
No.
He's just a guy in a gym. You never know.
Wilbur seems like a delightful gentleman.
I think
he would take
Wilbur
you under his gym lifting wing.
Yes, I agree.
I think you should start.
So did he have guns?
I mean, he was in the gym, but he was moving upright at 90, so he's doing good.
Yeah. Right.
He's fine.
He's not going to be, like, shredded.
Well, I didn't know.
He's
you
fine.
Never know.
Nah, he wasn't in there like a deep V flexing in the
right?
mirror. But.
He wearing, like, cutoffs.
He wasn't taking a selfie in the mirror.
My dad has a friend like that. He is 78 years old, and I'm going to tell you, he still looks like he could be a bodybuilder, you know. Like,
right.
Go out
if you take care of yourself throughout your life, it really pays off at the end.
What's that now?
I have not done. I'm going to try right. to start now. So I'm going back today.
You're
going
to go see Wilbur?
I'm going back today. I hope he's there.
Today's legs.
Proud of you, Dan.
Leg day, Dan. Leg
today's
day.
Legs.
Leg day with Wilbur.
Nobody does
he's
legs.
Been using them since the Depression.
Men.
Nobody does legs.
Men, PSA, please do leg day. I don't need to see your
right?
arms.
Right? Exactly.
Like, no
I can't
saying.
Have you having toothpick legs. Like, come yep. on. My
Danny,
legs,
have you seen my calves? They're a delight.
My legs can't be bigger than yours. It just it can't be done.
Annie, like that would happen.
How are the roses?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This story is stupid, and that's why I like it, because I'm stupid. This is from theslate.com. There's a food fight brewing on social media.
Yes.
So fast food restaurants, Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, they started taking shots at each other. So apparently the story is that Popeyes has now released a chicken sandwich with a pickle on it.
Oh.
And Chick-fil-A is like, hey.
Whoa.
Slow your roll. Stay in your lane. And they, you know, they threw out some veiled thing on their social media. Right. So then Popeyes goes back out on social media at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Right.
I just love the Twitter fingers flying around.
So Chick-fil-A sends it out, you know, shout out to the original. And then Popeyes retweets it and says, y'all good?
With like the eyes.
I just love it.
So then another fast food giant decides to get in. Wendy's, of course, they're famous for Where's the Beef. So they tweet out, y'all out here fighting about which one of these fools has the second best chicken sandwich.
I just love it when corporations have great social media people.
Whoever runs Wendy's Twitter account is undefeated.
Well, Popeyes wasn't going to let that sit, so they wrote back, sounds like someone just ate one of our biscuits because y'all looking thirsty. But wait, we're not done.
I just love that they all say y'all is
right.
We're not done because then Boston Market, I didn't even know they were still around, to be honest.
They are, and they're delicious.
Because they came back and said, and they wrote out a whole thing and said, customer, can I get something like the Boston Market mac and cheese, but mediocre? Other guys, my pleasure.
Yes.
Oh, so if you...
Did KFC not weigh in?
No, I
feel like
they're staying out of it. They're staying out of it.
They put them on mute.
They don't want that smoke, Kennedy.
Put them on mute. Put them on mute.
Put them on mute, Carson.
And then somebody tweeted out that meme of the guy who's with his girlfriend looking over his shoulder at the other girl. And so Twitter is the guy.
Right.
And then the other girl is Popeyes and the original girl is Chick-fil-A.
Now I want a chicken sandwich.
Seems so bad. So
if you want to have some fun, just go look up the Twitter beef between Popeyes.
Is it called a beef or should it be called a Twitter chicken? You guys, I'm so funny.
Twitter pollo.
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.